This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. The nosebleed guys have outdone themselves this year with uncomfortable clubhouse conversations. We'll get to Hobie Milner here in just a second. Our spring training coverage brought to you by Osco Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And it's brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Wolcott just had a nice play over there at short, didn't he, Brian?
Yeah, I tell you what, somebody that's 6'4", 190,
yep.
His ability to backhand the ball, got it to second. I mean, that was out of his glove in an instant.
Yeah, he was smooth.
Big old guy, man. Smooth player, for sure.
I was wondering, how do they have this guy at shortstop? And then within a minute, he had a hot shot to his right side,
yeah.
And he made the play and made it look easy, started a double play. So,
yeah.
I mean, the game has not gone the Rangers' way, 14-6. But, you know, at spring training, this stuff doesn't matter. You know, it's fine.
No, it's
They're working
trial
on stuff.
And error. We're working on things, and that's exactly what you're looking for, is a good play like that from Sebastian Wolcott defensively.
And he got a base hit earlier, too. So
unless they can put up, 8 runs here with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. No, it's the eighth inning here. They will they'll go to 1-3 in spring training, but who cares? You know, it's meaningless baseball. I'm sure they're going to get it figured out. All right. That's what everybody tells me.
Yeah.
So why would it be worried about it? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And wherever you go here in spring training, you can't ask him any sort of a pointed question about any player because it just doesn't matter, Chief.
It's just like what Evan Carter told us yesterday. Too blessed to be stressed.
That's right. Yes. Okay. So speaking of that, we go back into the Rangers clubhouse where Eric and Wolchuk have their next subject.
All right, we're back with more uncomfortable clubhouse conversations with one of our newest Rangers, a local legend, Hobie Milner, added to the bullpen, now in the clubhouse. How the heck are you, dude? Welcome to the Texas Rangers.
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here, and thanks for asking.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Haven't eaten yet. Just got here.
Okay, so what's usually the routine?
I'll probably have some eggs, bacon, and usually have some sort of... either a pancake or something like that in there. So
I've noticed a lot of the guys here just doing like Copenhagen for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, some guys do, but no, for me, I stick to eggs, bacon, or something like that.
So what was your most excited thing? Get back home, back in DFW, back with the Rangers. I mean, Whataburger, I assume, was probably the thing you missed the most.
I mean, actually, Whataburger is something I really miss, like playing up in the north.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to be glad to be living in my own house and got all my friends and family in the area, so I'll have a big support network for the kids and whatnot.
What surprised you more the first time you saw it, the overall size of Chris Young or just the size of Bochy's dome?
I'd say the height of Chris Young was definitely, like, he has to duck kind of around some of these door frames around here, which is pretty cool.
How about the gravitas of Boch, though? I mean, are you kidding me? Just the guy commands the room. He can really rally the troops.
He does. He's got that, like, deep, booming voice. It's pretty cool.
Take me inside that first meeting, because I heard about the Diddler meeting that happened before the season, where it's like, hey, obviously with the stuff that went on with Diddy this offseason, you can't do no Diddy on the ox court in the clubhouse. You know, like, just laying out the do's and don'ts of who you can play in the clubhouse, right?
I think we can play pretty much whatever we want in the clubhouse because the majority of the time people can't hear it. So,
what do you think about the robo arms?
I don't mind it. I mean, I haven't thrown to it yet, so I think tomorrow.
The idea, the concept.
Yeah, I haven't thrown to it yet, but I like the challenge system. I think, I mean, the automated balls and strikes, they say, is just kind of the zone's too small and consistent. Like, it's not accurate enough to call every single pitch at the top and the bottom of the zone. But I do like the ability to challenge. Like, you know, you're essentially challenging east and west because the top and bottom's, like, it's unclear based off the heights of the hitters and whatnot. They'll get in crouching stances. You can't really tell what it is. But the east and west is definitely... it's good to see, like, umpire misses one by 3 inches on the side. You can actually call him out for it, so.
Oh, there we go. So, like, if there was a robo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, I miss the call. Are you going to go and call that robo-ump out? Are you going to kick his ass? Or herbs? I don't know.
I guess not.
What's the gender of these robots?
I don't know.
That's a great question, right?
I read that you grew up wanting to be a falconer until you realized that you could really just spin the hell out of a baseball.
I did not want to be a falconer. I don't know where you saw that, but...
You are a big Animal Kingdom guy, right?
I mean, I've been to Animal Kingdom before, but...
Did you know that ants have some of the largest sperm in the Animal Kingdom? Are you aware of that?
No, I did not.
I know, it's surprising because they're so little.
It's a crazy kind of concept.
There's,
you know,
no way.
Science is crazy.
Well, that's why they got the two humps, right? That's just filled with sperm.
not
it's
amazing.
Okay, so we're going to make a new movie. You obviously loved Cocaine Bear. Okay, so pick a new drug, pick a new animal, and you're going to direct this movie.
I'd say fentanyl shark.
Fentanyl shark.
See, that levels up the meth shark
crazy
stuff.
Crazy son of a gun.
Which is really a craze these days.
I thought you were going to go like heroin hippo or something, but hey, that's a good one right there.
So this is the time of year where all the hitters are like obviously doing the pee on the hand stuff just to strengthen them, prepare for the season. What does a pitcher like you do? How much pee are you kind of swimming?
not putting pee on my hands. Not
just the rest of your body kind of deal?
I mean, maybe on your shoulder, but that's about it.
Okay, what is it about the shoulder? It just heals better?
I'd say it strengthens up the muscles for this long grind we're about to get into.
Do you do the stuff that Roger Clemens used to do with the icy hot?
I don't do anything that Roger Clemens used to do.
Other than the steroids.
No, that's a good thing to specify. Oh, other than those, do you Hobie?
I don't.
Okay. Texas kids don't do that stuff.
You're right.
If you could body swap with any teammate, who would you do it with?
Maybe Adolis. That'd be kind of tight to be, that Jack.
So Jack.
Yeah, because I'm the opposite of him, I think. So I think it'd be.
Are you talking like waist up or waist down? Just full body.
I guess full
the
body.
The biceps, everything. Yeah.
You're a lean machine.
You are.
All right, I'm a magic genie. You can have 2 inches of height or 2 inches of length. What do you prefer?
Take height.
I mean, wow. You got some hubris. Yeah.
Have you missed any of your kids' birthdays?
Never. They're off-season birthdays, so.
Oh, man, you said it like never, like that. What would you say?
They've only had a combined 6 birthdays, so.
Okay, so it happens to be my daughter's first birthday today. I'm on a work trip. I'm missing it. How much of an asshole am I?
I think you're doing your best, doing what you can to support the family.
Thank you, because I actually cried today. I had to shed some tears. What do you think about Sean Sharif getting a minor league deal?
I don't know who that is.
Sean Sharif? Yeah. He's the first Indian-American pitcher to be signed by the Rangers. He's pretty badass.
Okay.
The problem is he's got, like, super tiny hands, so they've had to get, like, metal bats for him, like the T-bats.
It's tough to spin it.
Okay. No, I've not heard about him, but good for him.
Oh, you'll find out soon. Dude's throwing heat.
Okay. He really is, man. He really is. Okay, I think we're good.
All right.
Hobie Milner. Okay.
Thanks,
you're the man. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, the Uncomfortable Clubhouse Conversations. Another home run, gentlemen. Woo! Congratulations.
Now, I really wish we had kept it rolling, because as soon as we finished up, Hobie looks at us and goes, yeah, that really was uncomfortable.
He was. He played along just enough.
Fentanyl shark. That caught me off guard a little bit. Down.
Shark. Going heroin hippo shark. Was good, too, though.
Oh, we've been brainstorming.
Okay, so tomorrow Jock Peterson gets the treatment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that, I think, is the most cringe one yet, but we'll see. We'll see what you guess.
Is anybody saying anything to you, like Sands or Rich Rice or any of the clubbies? Like, we need to do more of this or less of this? Or are we good?
They try to distance themselves from us.
There's definitely no eye contact being made. That's for sure.
Jared did hear the ones that we did today, with the one with Milner there and the one with Jock Peterson. So we can ask Jared here in a moment what he thinks.
Oh, and, there you go.
If we're doing all right.
Yeah, Sands. Okay, we're at top of the ninth inning now. Sands will join us here shortly after the conclusion of this game. It's 14-6 Royals at Surprise Stadium, and we're back with an edition of The Finest, Chief. Where are you taking us?
How do the top two teams in the draft view Travis Hunter, and is it about to be the Denver Broncos next year in the nation?
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.